just a little bit of music from the Elmer Bernstein score to the film To Kill a Mockingbird. Well, this is 24 hours of soundtrack music here on CKMS 100.3 FM Radio Waterloo. My name is Rob Daniels. I host the movie, TV, and video game soundtrack show Visions in Sound. Every Friday from 3:15 to 5 p.m. Now, obviously, I've pushed the envelope today and done the 24 hours thing, and I'm still working on the whole idea of finishing off the day. It's going to be those last few hours. I think it's going to be the toughest. Anyway, with that in mind, if you are interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. Or you can contact me online at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Now, you can also get in on the MSN Messenger if by using the Visions in Sound 2000@hotmail.com to find me and get your name added to the list, and we can talk some more about you know, maybe some soundtracks and stuff. I've already gotten some people today from as close as in town here to as far away as Venezuela. Ooh, how about that? Anyway, the next soundtrack that was chosen by a programmer here. His name is Frank. How do you pronounce your name, Frank? I don't want to screw it up. So it's Frank Seglenius.
Seglenius. Emphasis on the first syllable.
Okay, Seglenius. Fantastic. All right. Well, why did you choose this particular soundtrack?
Well, this is certainly a time when you realize that when you're watching a movie, that the soundtrack is good and that it's important is when, at least for me, is when I actually notice the soundtrack and say to myself, this is really good, I gotta look this up. So they did a movie, there was a movie called Out of Sight.
Oh, yes.
Which had George Clooney as well.
Yeah.
And had the same musical production.
David Holmes, yeah.
David Holmes is the same person. So, and I believe it was the same director as well?
It might have been. Barry Sonnenfeld, the director on that.
Okay.
So Steven Soderbergh.
Steven Soderbergh, yes. So I think there's a connection there because you got the George Clooney and you got your David Holmes, so I would think.
Yeah.
So I stayed with Out of Sight when I heard that one. And then when I was watching Ocean's 11, it's very similar kind of sound. And I said to myself, I wonder, could it be? And I looked it up, and sure enough, it was same soundtrack. So I went out and got that one as well and quite enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you can join me today here on on the show and get a chance to listen to your selection.
Yes.
The selections were all done well in advance, and I'm glad that that is the case. It took me a while to put them all together, but I'm glad that I've got the various collection that I have gotten. I mean, I've gotten stuff as strange as the Battleship Potemkin and something as common as Star Wars. So that's kind of good. And right now, without further ado, we're going to get to Ocean's 11 here on Visions and Sounds 24-hour soundtrack show here on CKMS.
Good morning.
Morning.
Please state your name for the record.
Daniel Ocean.
Thank you. Mr. Ocean, the purpose of this hearing is to determine whether, if released, you are likely to break the law again. While this was your first conviction, you have been implicated, though never charged, in over a dozen other confidence schemes and frauds. What can you tell us about this?
As you say, ma'am, I was never charged.
Mr. Ocean, what we're trying to find out is, was there a reason you chose to commit this crime, or was there a reason you simply got caught this time?
My wife left me. I was upset. I got into a self-destructive pattern.
If released, is it likely you'd fall back into a similar pattern?
She already left me once. I don't think she'd do it again just for kicks.
We'll be right back.
Ocean, I was told to contact you within 24 hours. No, sir, I haven't been getting any trouble. No, sir, I haven't been drinking. No, sir, I wouldn't even think about leaving the state. The vault at the Bellagio. Reading this right, I'd like to think that I am. This is probably the least accessible vault ever designed.
Yep.
You said three casinos? These feed into the cages at the Mirage, the MGM Grand, but every dime ends up there. Okay, the Bellagio and the Mirage. These are Terry Benedict's places.
Yes, they are.
You think you'll mind?
More than somewhat.
You'd need at least a dozen guys doing a combination of cons.
What do you think?
Off the top of my head, I'd say you're looking at it. A Boski, a Jim Brown, a Miss Daisy, two Jethros, and Leon Spinks. Not to mention the biggest Ella Fitzgerald ever. Do you think you're going to get the money to back this?
These three casinos will get our bankroll. Benedict's got a long list of enemies.
Yeah, but enemies with loose cash and nothing to lose. Ruben.
Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves Mambo,
Papa loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to, she goes fro. He goes fast, she goes slow. He goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo. Having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves Mambo,
Papa loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause Papa loves Mambo tonight.
Papa loves Mambo, Mama loves Mambo.
He goes to, she goes fro. He goes fast, she goes slow. He goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for Mama, but Mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves Mambo,
Papa loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mama loves Mambo.
Having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow.
Papa loves Mambo,
Mambo Papa,
Mama loves Mambo,
Mambo Mama.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba,
'cause Papa loves the Mambo tonight.
You guys, what do you got against Terry Benedict?
What do you have against him? That's the question.
He torpedoed my casino. Muscled me out. Now he's gonna blow it up next month to make way for some gaudy monstrosity.
Don't think I don't see what you're doing.
What are we doing, Ruben?
You're gonna steal from Terry Benedict. You better goddamn know. This sort of thing used to be civilized. You'd hit a guy, he'd whack you, done. But with Benedict, at the end of this, he better not know you're involved. Not know your names or think you're dead, because he'll kill you. And then he'll go to work on you.
That's why we have to be very careful. Very precise.
Well funded.
Yeah. You gotta be nuts, too. And you're gonna need a crew as nuts as you are. Who do you got in mind?
Are you a man?
Yes, 19.
Are you alive?
Yes, 18.
Evel Knievel.
Is this?
The man who's robbing you. 5 minutes from now, the guys in the vault will deposit 6 bags into the vault elevator. 1 minute after that, the elevator will rise to your cages. 3 of your guards will pick up the bags and carry them out into the casino. Now, if they take more than 20 seconds to reach the casino floor, or there's any indication the switch has been made, we'll put the money in the bags and the money in the vault.